First of all, anytime you're on the clock and you have multiple players that you like, it's a good situation to be in because it allows you the opportunity and affords you the opportunity to maybe even move back if you've got multiple players up there, you can contemplate moving. But really, Mark, at that point, if you've got equal players at a value that you find yourself, then you look at your roster. Then at that point, it's like we've talked about a lot of times when you talk about not drafting for need. But if you've got, positions on your roster that you are either light at or that it's a position of need and you've got two equal players and one of them fills that need, then obviously that's a player that you would typically go with unless there are intangible things about one of the guys. Sometimes you just have conviction on players. And so if you've got a conviction on a certain player, and even if he's not a position of need and you're sitting there and you've got equal value on the guy, but you've got a real conviction about a certain player versus the other player, then you'll go with your conviction. I like 16. There's going to be a good player or two or three there for us to take. So it will potentially give us an opportunity to move back, I think, because I like our board. We probably have maybe, on average, we've got maybe a couple more players than typical that are rated in the first round. We never have 32 guys that are rated as first-round picks. We may have a few more guys this year rated as first-rounders. And so what I've discovered over the study over these last few days as I've kind of really started to look at the board in its entirety is that it is a good spot. 16 is a good spot, and it may give us an opportunity to make some moves.